Dobry den. Good day. It's your minimally Czech-speaking host, Jim Cunningham, with Pittsburgh Symphony Radio and a program that flamboyant filmmakers Quentin Tarantino and Sam Peckinpah would love. Our guest conductor, Michael Francis, will prepare you and the audience at Heinz Hall for some extremely violent Czech music, beginning with the Sharka from My Country by Bedřich Smetana. Here is Michael Francis on stage at Heinz Hall.
The piece begins with Sharka, who is a female warrior, who is rather upset that her best friend, the Princess Libusa, has been killed and the entire female government has been overthrown. And you hear this great vengeance and vehement vitriolic violence, lots of V's there, at the very beginning of the piece. Soon after this, she swears to kill all men, and then the Prince Štirad and his men unwittingly come into her line of sight, and they're upon horseback. You will then hear Sharka beautifully represented by Michael, our first clarinet, and she hatches a great plan. She ties herself to a tree. She's very beautiful, I forgot to mention that. And next to her lie a hunting horn and some mead. Now, if you know what mead is, that's, well done. If you don't know what mead is and somebody offers it to you, do not drink it. It's sort of a combination of honey and wet socks. It's pretty awful. But they used to drink it in medieval times in England. Well, I have to apologize for my countrymen. And so then the prince falls in love with this very, very beautiful Sharka. And this is represented by the very amorous cello section. And then there's a beautiful love scene in which she is, well, being rather treacherous and enticing this man to fall in love with her. And this music really does sound like Berlioz's Romeo and Juliet. It's very becoming and touching. After that, she manages to convince the prince and all his men to drink the combination of honey and wet dog, and they all start to get drunk and dance, and then you'll hear this bit of revelry. The music becomes increasingly drunk, and then the men start to fall asleep. You'll know when they are asleep because this piece has the greatest musical snore ever written into a composition. I'm not going to spoil the surprise, but you will notice it. Won't they, James, on second bassoon? After this passage, you'll suddenly hear the hunting horn being sounded. And there's a beautiful soliloquy in which our clarinetist, the Sharka, starts to feel a little bit of guilt, the fact that she's just enticed this man and is about to kill him, but not enough guilt to dissuade her from actually the grisly act of calling all her female cohorts, and they rush on and start to kill all the men violently and nastily. You'll hear the death of Prince Štirad in the trombones at the very end, his final cry before he's hacked down. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Francis conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You heard the Sharka from My Country by Bedřich Smetana. Bedřich Smetana was born in Bohemia on March 2, 1824. He died on May 12, 1884 in Prague. My Country is dedicated to the city of Prague. It was first heard there in December 1876, played by the Prague Philharmonic. My Country is a cycle of six tone poems inspired by the land and lore of Smetana's native Bohemia. Jim Cunningham with you. I come in peace with Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Next, one martyr, one execution, and an infanticide. All in Leos Janáček's Rhapsody for Orchestra, Taras Bulba. Leos Janáček and his Czech compatriots longed for freedom from the rule of the Habsburg dynasty, who'd ruled for over 600 years. Janáček thought freedom might come with an alliance of all the Slavic peoples led by Russia. Janáček based the music you're about to hear on episodes from the Nikolai Gogol 1839 novel about the heroic Taras Bulba, who led the warlike Cossacks of the Lower Don River. We hear Taras killing his own son for betraying the people with the death of Andrei, the martyrdom of his second son in the death of Ostap, and Taras Bulba's own execution and vision of ultimate victory with the coming of a great czar to rule the Russians. The finale is called The Prophecy and Death of Taras Bulba. Pittsburgh Symphony guest conductor Michael Francis leads us through the gory details at Heinz Hall.
Taras Bulba has three parts to it, each of which end in death for somebody called Bulba. The first one, Andrei, the son, falls in love with a beautiful Polish daughter of a general. And you hear this wonderful music at the beginning, interspersed with the prayers of the Russian people on the organ. That'll become relevant later on. And then he's become so bewitched by this woman that he starts to fight on the side of the Poles. And he goes into battle, and you'll hear the battle represented in the trombones, who quite often depict Taras Bulba. And he's fighting so passionately on behalf of this woman, he then suddenly meets his father in battle. And Taras Bulba sees his son, and the son realizes to his shame what he has done, lowers his head, and the father kills him. It gets worse. That's nothing. The second one, the death of Ostap. In this movement, Ostap has been captured by the Poles, and you hear this beautiful slow march in which he understands that he's going to be tortured and killed, but because it's a sense of martyrdom, there's an almost an inherent beauty and nobility in this. However, towards the end of the movement, it really begins to wind up, and this is because, and now I do feel bad about telling you this, but there's also a 13-year-old boy in me that quite enjoys this. And that is that he gets tortured on the medieval wheel. So that's how the second piece ends, and you'll hear that in the percussion. In the third one, Taras Bulba is obviously a little bit cross. He's just killed one of his sons and seen his other one being destroyed. And he's in a furious rage, and he decides to take on all the Poles pretty much on his own. And he gets captured. And the Poles decide to make a true martyr of him, and they burn him alive. But before they do burn him alive, he has a moment to give his great prophecy for the Russian people and the glory of the Russian Orthodox Church. And that's the beauty of Taras Bulba.
You heard the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Michael Francis. It was Leos Janáček's Rhapsody for Orchestra, Taras Bulba. We heard the musical demise of three great historic figures, the death of Andriy, Taras Bulba's son, the martyrdom of Taras Bulba's second son, Ostap, and the prophecy and death of Taras Bulba. The premiere of Taras Bulba took place in Brno on October 9, 1921, with František Neumann conducting the National Theater Orchestra. Former Pittsburgh Symphony Music Director William Steinberg conducted the first Pittsburgh performance of Taras Bulba on January 26, 1973, at Heinz Hall. Our conductor, Michael Francis, was noticed for his conducting skill when he stepped in on just 12 hours' notice in January 2007, conducting for Valery Gergiev. It was during the BBC's Festival of Music by Sofia Gubaidulina. 1 month later, on 2 hours' notice, Michael Francis filled in, replacing conductor and composer John Adams at a concert with the London Symphony at the Luxembourg Philharmonie. In 2010, Michael Francis stepped in once more on short notice at a San Francisco Symphony concert. It went so well, he's been invited back to conduct the orchestra's New Year's concerts in 2011, 2012, and 2013. And he's led 9 concerts for 2 summer seasons at the San Francisco Summer Series. I asked Michael Francis if there were a few concerts that stood out from his years playing the bass in the London Symphony.
The one that really struck me happened in New York, actually. We were doing Berlioz Symphony Fantastique with Colin Davis. And however the rehearsal schedule worked beforehand, I came in later on in the run, so they'd done a lot of the rehearsals beforehand. So it was my first time playing the piece. And then that night, he was just electric. And I remember it being one of the most extraordinary concerts I've ever been involved with. Of course, in Star Wars with John Williams, I have to say, as a kid who wanted to be Luke Skywalker, playing Star Wars with John Williams for the films was also quite up there.
Michael Francis at Heinz Hall for the first time, conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. I hope you enjoyed our concert of Mozart's 40th Symphony and Czech favorites, the Dvořák Violin Concerto with soloist Christian Tetzlaff, Smetana's Šárka from My Country, and Janáček's Taras Bulba. I'm Jim Cunningham. Na zdraví, to your health. Milujete, I love you. Šefno zapati tanto pan. The gentleman will pick up the check. Assuming, that is, that you mention to the volunteer that you are making your pledge because of Pittsburgh Symphony Radio next time the fundraiser comes around. I hope you'll join me next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Don't forget to write for your free souvenir, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light, and the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Guide. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Don't forget to include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. The address again is 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can visit our website at pittsburghsymphonyradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Manfred Honeck is the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, digital production engineer and coordinating producer Brian Savar, Heinz Hall recording engineer Bob Park, recording producer and editor Ricardo Schultz. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the members of Classical QED 89.3.
RI, Public Radio International.